Welcome to the program for Locals Only with Gary Hamada.
Well, I believe we've made the connection here with the jazz cat himself, Leroy Downs, and I believe he's in Denver, Colorado. He's saying it was pretty cold, so here's Live with the Jazz Cat. Leroy, are you there?
I am here, Gary. How you doing?
Good, good. Nice to hear your voice. I'll let you take it away. I think you've got some very, very interesting guests going here.
Yeah, it's very interesting today. Hello, world, I should say. This is Leroy Downs. We're out here in Denver, Colorado. This week, and it is cold, but the mountains are beautiful. The sunshine was out today. It's very clear, and there's lots of music here in Denver. I've got two extraordinary guitar players with me, Mr. Russell Malone and Mr. Romero LaBamba. What's happening, fellas?
Hello. Hello. How you doing?
We're good, man. Well, since there's three of us, I'll probably just direct questions back-to-back. Russell, man, you have been playing here today. We've been rehearsing for a project that you're going out on the road with Diane Reeves, and you're just overflowing with ideas, man. I hear all of that funk and blues and R&B in there, and you just come up with all your ideas at will, man.
Well, thank you very much. We're just having fun here. You know, whenever you play with good musicians, well, being in this environment with Diane and with Romero, one of my favorite guitar players of all time.
Woo!
Yeah, and I mean that. That's from the heart. You know, it's you can't help but be inspired because these people like this bring out the best in you.
It's been such a creative environment here. We're sitting here in Diane Reeves' living room right now, and just there's been so much music. Romero, what part of Brazil are you from?
I'm from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I hear so much love and so much of the culture and the music, and you know, you seem to construct all of those sambas and the romantic music just so beautifully.
Well, the thing is that, I don't know about me, but the people in Brazil, they live very much with the heart, with the soul in everything they do normally, you know. So the music is a very big part of our everyday life there, you know. So music, we grew up with music, and we make music, and I try to be musical everything I do, you know. And I try to bring my culture here. I have a lot of the American side also, but I bring a lot of the Brazilian side and try to understand the other side, and what we want to do is to put all together and get one result, you know, that should be very beautiful, we hope.
Yeah, well, this is an interesting project because it blends two guitar players, one American and one from Brazil, and you guys just play so seamlessly together.
Well, also there is this thing that I love Russell Malone's playing for a long time. You know, I have always admired him playing, and I guess he does the same because I always see him in my shows. Sometimes there in Jazz Standard in New York, he's there, and I hear his voice. So we admire each other a lot. So it's very natural to play together and get a good result. That's what I think.
Well, another thing too, when you have good musicians who trust each other, and you can play anything, you don't have to make anything happen. Everything will take care of itself. First of all, the musicianship has to be on a high level. And all you got to do is play. I mean, we've been sitting here since yesterday just playing all kinds of tunes. It's great.
It is great.
And, you know, and it's easy to play with Diane Reeves because she's got big ears. She can hear a rat walking on cotton.
Yeah, well, I heard that joke before. They just didn't say walking. Well, you know, there don't seem to be any preconceived notions about what you guys came here to do. You all just came together. And the music just seems to be coming out naturally.
Well, we actually played together for the first time. When was it? Last year, Romero?
I think it was the last before year. The year before last.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we prepared a show together, Diane, Russ, and myself, and we liked the result a lot. You know, even there was one show, but was great. So Diane had this idea of putting this project together to go on tour, and I think it's going to be wonderful. I'm having a lot of fun here.
We're all having so much fun, you know. I also wanted to say about you, Russell. Historically, you know, I hear the playing. There's so many voicings that you have there that seem to come from, singers and voices. Do you historically like anybody's particular phrasing and the way that they voice their all of these old singers in history.
Well, you know something, Leroy? That's a compliment because I am just as influenced by vocalists as I am by instrumentalists. And I'm a huge Nat King Cole fan. Mm. I love Nat King Cole. I love Louis Armstrong. I like Frank Sinatra. I like anybody who sings well.
Yeah.
Nina Simone, Diane Reeves, of course.
Oh, of course.
Gladys Knight.
Yeah.
Natalie Cole, Stevie Wonder, Barry White. I like good singing. And also, we were talking earlier about Mahalia Jackson. I grew up listening to a lot of gospel singers, gospel-influenced singers like Mahalia, Sam Cooke, of course.
Yeah.
You know. So thank you very much for that compliment.
Oh, man, it's the truth, and I hear it when you're playing. This is Leroy Downs, and you're on live at KRML Jazz and Blues Radio, listening to guitarist Russell Malone and guitarist Romero Lobombo. Romero, we were in the car yesterday, and we were on our way home, and we were driving you to the hotel, and I heard you talk about your wife. You were in the back seat, but you mentioned your wife, and I'm driving, but I can hear all of this passion and love come out of you when you were talking about her. It's just like when you play, man, and I can tell that, you know, that's where you get a lot of that.
Pamela is a big part of everything I do, you know, and I met her because she's a singer, Pamela Driggs, and I met her, I was hired to record the CD, you know, of American Brazilian music, and I didn't know Pamela, but I went there to the studio and I met her there, and I was really crazy about not only the musical side of Pamela, but the personal, you know. I'm still like, besides the husband, I admire her as a person.
Yeah.
So almost everything I do, it comes her name in my mind. Oh, Pamela would think that, or would think this way or that way. And I think I live a lot with her ideas, you know, and I like that a lot.
Well, that's beautiful, man. Just like you synchronize with the music, you know, you synchronize with the love as well. And it's funny because each environment I see you in, you just adapt so easily and express the beauty, the pain, the sadness, and the joy of love in the playing.
That's the way we grew up in Brazil. I didn't have one only direction. I had all the influences, you know. My mother heard American music, the jazz, the Brazilian music. Bossa Nova was coming out that time when I was young, you know, and everything was together. When I took the guitar, I started playing Jimi Hendrix at the same time as João Gilberto. So for me, it was one thing, you know. And I had to do so many gigs in Brazil that had all the influences, African, American, Brazilian. So you grow up with that, and I try to do that as best as I can, you know, to use those influences, because every type of influence can bring good stuff to your musical side,
yeah.
I think.
And that's, we can tell that. Now, Russell, you've got a brand new album called Heartstrings, where you employ some great players, man, Kenny Barron, Christian McBride, and the Tainish one, and Jeff Tain Watson. Now, tell me about how that project came about.
Well, that record is about 4 years old.
Is it?
There have been one more since then, and there's another one coming out. There's a live one coming out in June of this year.
Which is?
It's called Live at the Jazz Standard.
Oh, okay.
I did it in New York with my working band. But, Heartstrings is a very nice record. I'm very proud of it. That was the last record that I did for the Verve label.
Oh, okay. Well, I've seen you in New York. I see you when you're in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
I was at your Live at Big Sur concert. And, you know, everywhere you go, man, I really enjoy your playing.
Well, thanks a lot, man. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, this is Leroy Downs. You're listening to Jazz Radio on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. Well, you know, I got two great guitarists with me, and, you know, maybe they should do what they do back. So you guys like to play a little quick impromptu?
We can.
Yeah,
we just have to decide what. I know what.
Okay, something I know, I hope. Something I can play.
It's a brand new composition of mine. I think you're going to recognize them.
All right, these are two great guitarists, Russell Malone and Romero Lobombo.
Thank you, Leroy.
Oh, well, you're certainly welcome, Gary.
You're listening to the Live with the Jazz Cat, and that is actually an exclusive. You got the two great guitarists, Romero Lobombo and Russell Malone, right in the living room of Diane Reeves in Denver, Colorado. Leroy, are you still there?
I'm still here, yes. We're all still here.
We got a couple more minutes, but we've got quite a few people listening and really enjoying this segment. Would you like to continue a little bit? See what the projects these individuals are.
You know what? Diane has cooked a wonderful dinner for us. And all these fumes are coming in here in the living room, so we're I think we're all excited.
I hear the dinner bell ringing, so yeah.
But thanks so much, Gary.
Thank you very much for bringing this terrific segment, and
Absolutely. Thank
you very much, Romero and Russell.
Absolutely. They're already on halfway in the way in the kitchen, man. So
all right.
Thanks for having us. Thank you all out there in Carmel for listening.
Thank you very much. The Jazz Cat himself, Leroy Downs. And if you want more of this interview or you like more information, you can go to the Jazz Cat's website, which is www.thejazzcat.net. Again, www.thejazzcat.net. This interview and others he's conducted on KRML are on that site. And again, an exclusive interview with Romero Lobombo and Russell Malone. And that was live from the living room of Diane Reeves in Denver, Colorado. We'll be right back with more on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio.